The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Kiplinger Personal Finance and also from AARP Bulletin. Our first article from Kiplinger Personal Finance, Where the Housing Market is Headed. The challenging conditions that dominated 2023 are easing, but buyers and sellers will need to take steps to stay ahead. The 1-2 punch of swelling mortgage rates and record low home supply dealt a tough blow to many aspiring home buyers in 2023. Just ask Drew and Lauren Koppel of Herndon, Virginia. The couple, who purchased their current townhome in October 2019, were looking to buy a larger house towards the beginning of last year, but were reluctant to let go of their 30-year mortgage rate of 2.899%, which they scored by refinancing in 2021. When mortgage rates rose above 6.5% mid-year, the Koppels decided to put their house search on ice. We're going to wait for rates to come back down, says Lauren. We'll probably wait for them to drop below 6% so that we can get more home for our money. In the meantime, they're going to beef up their down payment savings, zero in on what home features matter most to them, and research neighborhoods they want to live in. Many would-be home buyers had the same debate last year. Mortgage rates rose from 6.48% in January 2023 to a 23-year high of 7.79% at the end of October, creating an affordability crunch for a large percentage of house hunters. Only 15.5% of the homes for sale in 2023 were considered affordable, meaning the estimated mortgage payment amounted to no more than 30% of the county's median household income, according to Redfin, an online real estate brokerage. Meanwhile, homeowners who considered selling in 2023 experienced the, quote, lock-in effect, afraid to part with the low mortgage rates they grabbed during the pandemic, says Daniel Hale, chief economist of Realtor.com. According to a Redfin analysis of third quarter 2023 data from the Federal Housing Finance Agency, nearly 80% of homeowners with mortgages reported that they had a mortgage rate below 5%. Approximately 60% reported an interest rate below 4%, and 22.6% said they had an interest rate under 3%. The result? 2023 was the year of the frozen housing market, Hale says. Nicole Backald, a senior economist at Zillow, agrees. Home sales fell off a cliff, Backart says. In 2023, sales of existing homes fell 19% from the previous year to an annual rate of 4.09 million units. It was the steepest drop in 28 years, according to the National Association of Realtors. Fortunately for home buyers, the outlook is a bit brighter this year. The two biggest pain points for buyers, high mortgage rates and a dearth of homes for sale, have already begun to improve. In early February, the average 30-year mortgage rate was 6.63%, according to Freddie Mac. Home supply is also growing. In December of 2023, there were 9.1% more newly listed homes compared with December of 2022, according to Realtor.com data. More good news for buyers. Housing market forecasts from Realtor.com, Redfin, and Zillow all project that mortgage rates will fall this year, with a 30-year interest rate settling around 6.5% at the end of 2024. The Mortgage Bankers Association projects an even bigger dip, predicting 30-year rates will fall to 6% by the year's end. Of course, those decreases won't bring dramatic changes in affordability. With a $300,000 30-year loan, a 7% interest rate would result in a monthly mortgage payment of $1,996. With a 6.5% rate, the payment would fall to $1,896, a difference of only $100. But even small breaks can provide relief for price-conscious homebuyers. As for home prices, Redfin says median sale prices for existing homes will fall 1% in the second and third quarters compared with the same quarters in 2023. Realtor.com economists also predict a modest decline, forecasting that median prices will drop 1.7% over the course of the year. The market is picking up for new home sales too, Vackert says. Single-family housing starts, a monthly metric showing the number of groundbreakings for new residential houses, climbed to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1,143,000 in November of 2023, which is up 18% from the previous month, according to the data from the U.S. Census Bureau and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Last December, the Mortgage Bankers Association predicted a 10% jump in new home sales in 2024. The hottest and coldest markets in 2024. Those predictions, though, are broad strokes. Real estate trends can vary widely by market. The top growth areas for home prices this year are going to be in the Midwest and Northeast, says Realtor.com's Hale. Realtor.com forecasts that in Toledo, existing home sales will surge 14% and home prices will rise 8.3% this year. Rochester, New York is also positioned for above average home price gains of 10.4%. Meanwhile, the listing site predicts that home prices will fall significantly in Austin, down 12.2%, St. Louis, down 11.7%, Dallas, down 8.4%, and Denver, down 5.1%. These are cities that thrived during the pandemic, and we're not going to see as many people flocking to them this year, Hell says. Daryl Fairweather, chief economist at Redfin, predicts that home prices will decline substantially in parts of coastal Florida, such as Northport and Cape Coral. Rising home insurance costs are giving a lot of prospective buyers there pause, she says. According to the Insurance Information Institute, the average home insurance policy in Florida has shot up 102% over the past 3 years, reaching $6,000 in 2023, which is three times more than the national average. And tips for buyers. The days of ruthless bidding wars, record-high home price growth, and soaring mortgage rates appear to be behind us, at least for this year. That means buyers can expect some improvements in the coming months with respect to borrowing costs and home supply. By Redfin's measurement, there will be an estimated 4.3 million home sales in 2024, a 5% year-over-year increase. Here's how buyers can succeed in this year's market. Stay on top of new listings. Although inventory is improving, homes are still selling at a fairly brisk pace. In December of 2023, properties typically sold in just 29 days, according to NAR. Turnkey homes, in particular, often fly off the shelf. To help ensure that you have a shot at homes that fit your criteria, closely monitor new listings. Realtor.com, Redfin, and Zillow let you sign up for real-time notifications of new property listings, allowing you to filter results based on zip code, price range, the number of bedrooms and bathrooms, and other home features. And find an agent who specializes in your market. There's no shortage of real estate agents. According to the Association of Real Estate Licensed Law Officials, more than 3 million real estate licenses are active in the U.S. Finding an agent who knows your market like the back of their hand is a must. You must search for active agents in your area using an online directory, such as the one at homes.com, which shows an agent's years of experience, typical price range of homes, the agent has helped to buy or sell in the past 5 years, and closed sales volumes in the previous 5 years. An agent who has a finger on the pulse of your market can help you understand how national trends are playing out in your area, says Hale. There's no reason to go it alone. You don't need an agent to find listings anymore, but you need an agent to negotiate and provide advice throughout the home buying process, says Lisa Chajet, a real estate broker in Manhattan. Plus, the seller typically pays the commission of a buyer's agent at closing. That custom might be changing, though, after NAR and several brokerages lost lawsuits in 2023 that found the arrangement inflates commission rates. NAR has said it plans to appeal the verdict. Look into down payment assistance. The typical down payment for a single-family home loan was 9.2% of the median purchase price in the third quarter of 2023, according to real estate analyst firm Atom Data Solutions. Moreover, the typical down payment for first-time buyers who purchased a home between July of 2022 and June of 2023 was 8%, according to NAR. But buyers who put down less than 20% for a conventional loan have to pay private mortgage insurance, an extra monthly fee ranging from about 0.3% to 1.15% of the loan amount. If you're struggling to put together a down payment, take the time to explore down payment assistance programs, which help eligible home buyers cover the upfront cost of purchasing a home. Down payment assistance can come in the form of grants, low-interest loans, deferred loans, or forgivable loans, providing funds to cover a portion or all of a borrower's down payment. You can use the down payment resource search tool at downpaymentresource.com to see whether you're eligible for down payment assistance. Many down payment assistance programs have income restrictions and other red tape, such as the borrower must be a first-time home buyer, says Melissa Kahn, regional vice president at William Revis Mortgage based in Palm Beach, Florida. Get your financing ducks in a row. Most buyers take out a mortgage to purchase a home. The average loan size for new homes in December of 2023 was $405,368, a slight increase from November, the Mortgage Bankers Association reports. Getting pre-approved for a mortgage will show you what size loan you're eligible for, helping you focus your home search. Because interest rates can vary by lender, it's worth getting multiple quotes. According to a recent LendingTree study, borrowers in the nation's 50 largest metro areas could save an average of about $84,300 over the life of their loan by shopping for the best mortgage rate. And don't buy down your mortgage rate. Paying mortgage points, also referred to as discount points or prepaid interest points at closing, gets you a lower mortgage rate. Typically, the cost of 1 point is equivalent to 1% of the loan amount, with each point reducing the interest rate by about 0.25 percentage points. But the Mortgage Bankers Association predicting that mortgage rates will fall to 4.6% by the fourth quarter of 2025, Kahn discourages buyers from paying points in 2024. Don't waste your money knowing that you're probably going to be refinancing sometime in the next 2 years, she says. We had to keep in mind that mortgage rates aren't permanent, says Angie Carmody, who with her husband Mike took out a 30-year fixed loan at 6.625% when they purchased a house for $651,500 in Registown, Maryland last April. They plan on refinancing when rates fall. Avoid getting a mortgage rate lock extension. Mortgage rates can change daily and sometimes even hourly. If you get a rate lock, your rate won't change between the time you lock in the rate and closing, so long as you close on a home with a specified time frame, typically 30, 45, or 60 days. Many lenders offer 30 or 45 day rate locks free, but charge a fee for extensions because they need to renegotiate the interest rate with the investor that you already committed to. Generally, a rate lock extension costs between 0.25% and 1% of the loan amount, according to Bankrate. For a $400,000 mortgage, that's anywhere from $1,000 to $4,000. With mortgage rates projected to decline this year, Kahn discourages buyers from shelling out for a longer rate lock. Rates may not go down in a straight line. There will be some bumps in the road. But the general direction of rates this year is a downward trajectory. So I wouldn't spend money on a rate lock, she says. Make your offer shine. There are several ways you can make a bid stand out in this market. One tactic is to make a higher down payment. Think 20%, which gives the seller greater reassurance that your mortgage will get approved. That's the strategy Dina and Ryan Blostein used to win their four-bedroom house in Maryland last year for the full list price of $768,000. The seller received other offers, but we were told they chose ours because we were putting more money down, says Dina. The couple made a 35% down payment on a 30-year fixed-rate loan with a 5.99% interest rate. Have a home inspection contingency. During the pandemic, when homes were selling at breakneck speed, many buyers waived their right to an inspection, offering to purchase homes as is, an inherently risky approach. But buyers today have more leverage to require home inspection contingencies. A home inspection runs between $281 and $403 on average, according to data from home improvement resource Angie. The cost depends on the location, size, and age of the home and whether any specialty inspection services are ordered. Usually the buyer pays for the inspection up front. Sammy Myers and Raydell Guidance are glad they included an inspection contingency when they made an offer last summer on a three-bedroom Philadelphia townhome that was built in 1940. Our contingency stated that we wouldn't ask for anything to be fixed that cost under $2,000, Sammy says. However, the inspection revealed that the deck needed major repairs. Their agent, Seth Lejeune, used the contingency to negotiate a seller's credit of $9,250 towards the couple's closing cost. And don't rule out new construction. Many buyers make the mistake of believing they can't afford to buy a brand new home, says Alan Snow, an associate broker and vice president of developer services and marketing at Atlanta Fine Homes in Atlanta. But in today's market, a swath of developers are wooing buyers by offering incentives such as mortgage rate buy-downs or closing cost assistance. Some buyers who are purchasing new townhomes are getting up to $20,000 in credit to buy down their mortgage rate, Snow says. Chajet is also seeing concessions play out in New York. I can tell buyers, don't look at the price that you see advertised for a new development because it's probably inflated when you consider the concessions that are being offered, she says. Tips for sellers. Don't overvalue your home. The Achilles heel for many sellers is overestimating their property value. A cocky seller is not going to get anywhere in this market, Chajet says. A lot of buyers are very price sensitive right now. If you price your home too high above the market value, your listing could draw little foot traffic. Work with a seasoned listing agent in your area who can help you pinpoint the right asking price. And look for agents who sell a lot of homes in your neighborhood and have firsthand knowledge of what prices lead to sales, and equally important, what prices cause a listing to languish where you live. Make a great first impression. Curb appeal goes a long way. A study by Michigan State University found that a well-landscaped exterior increases a home's perceived value by 5% to 11%. That jives with a 2023 NAR survey that showed 92% of real estate agents suggest that sellers improve their home's curb appeal before putting the property up for sale. It's okay to go small. Standard Lawn Care Services yields a 217% return on investment, according to NAR's 2023 Remodeling Impact Report. Fresh paint throughout your home can also have a big impact, Lejeune says. When in doubt, paint, he says. The return on investment is indisputable. Select a neutral color, such as an off-white, to create a blank canvas that can help buyers envision themselves living there. And make sure to highlight these kinds of home improvements in your listing's property description. And always get professional photographs for your listing. According to one study of the housing market in Chicago, listings with professional photos sell 32% faster than other homes. At Install Smart Home Technology, nearly 8 in 10 home buyers say they're willing to pay more for a home with smart devices. A recent Security.org survey found, consider installing affordable devices such as a video doorbell or smart thermostat rather than dropping a bundle of cash on an internet-connected toilet. Ask your agent to point out these smart features during open house. Provide a home warranty. If your home has older appliances, offering buyers a one-year warranty can improve and provide peace of mind. One-year home warranties are inexpensive, typically running between $264 and $1,425, according to BobVilla.com. Although the seller didn't offer one, the Blasteens purchased a home warranty because they were buying a house built in 1972, and it paid off. We've already had to put on a new roof, our basement flooded, and our heat pump broke. So we've gotten a full dose of home ownership already, Dina says. Our home warranty covered many of the expenses. Other concessions. Sellers gave concessions such as closing cost assistance or mortgage rate buy-downs to buyers in 35% of U.S. home sales during the 3 months that ended October 31st of 2023, the most recent Redfin data available at press time. Seller concessions can move the needle for a lot of listings, Snow says. Upgrade your kitchen amenities. Luxury kitchen appliances can make your home more appealing to today's buyers. A 2023 Zillow survey found that listings with chef-friendly features, such as steam ovens, pizza ovens, and professional-grade appliances, sell for as much as 5.3% more than similar homes without them, adding up to about a $17,400 increase in a typical home sale. And blitz social media. Many of today's prospective buyers, especially younger house hunters, use social media to scout new listings. When interviewing listing agents, ask about their social media marketing strategy. If they promote your home on platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, X, which is formerly Twitter, and TikTok, the listings may reach more prospective buyers. And lastly, consider becoming a landlord. If you have a low interest rate on your current home loan, it may make sense to turn your home into a rental property instead of selling it when you buy your next place. Depending on your local rental market, it could generate enough income to offset the cost of your new mortgage. And from AARP Bulletin, Here are some great ways to save with outdoor home improvement. Do your own painting prep. You can cut back significantly on the amount of work you need to pay a contractor to do by scraping the old paint, cleaning the surfaces, and doing some of the easy painting yourself. Consider a gutter cleaning contract. If you need your gutters cleaned at least yearly, ask if your contractor offers a repeat business deal. It may require more cash up front, but most contractors will give you a much better price for guaranteed business, says Anthony Kowalski, owner of Five Star Painting in South Bend, Indiana. And consider renting a power washer for your driveway and patio. Power washing hard, flat ground surfaces doesn't require the same expertise as power washing home siding or rooftops. You can rent a machine for about $50 per day, and your local hardware store can handle the task and then handle the task on your own, rather than paying around $100 an hour for someone else to do it. Make your own cleaner. Clearing off dirt that is built up on the exterior windows can improve the light inside your home. Instead of buying a cleaner at the store, combine 3 gallons of water, a pint of rubbing alcohol, and a capful of dish detergent, and mix well. And save with LED exterior bulbs. After switching to LED bulbs, use Energy Star qualified outdoor fixtures with automatic daylight shutoff and motion sensors to help save even more money. And cut your water bills. The do-it-yourself drip systems available at hardware stores are an easy way to slash your summer water bills. They start at under $100 and can use up to 50% less water than a standard sprinkler system. And lastly, facelift your furniture. A few coats of spray paint, new pillows, and an upgraded umbrella can bring life to outdoor tables and chairs. Add weather-resistant covers or even a simple tarp will do to help protect the furniture. And we are out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.